Hello and welcome to the 12th edition of The Heretic Speaks. It's been a while since I've done one of these, but hopefully I will be doing more. I plan on doing more of these on a regular basis, you know, I can try and do it weekly, barring the cats wrecking my office or something. But this week, you know, I'm feeling very conflicted about a lot of things, and there are some things where I'm just kind of noodling about in my brain on a personal level. But, you know, with a lot of the world events, I'm really conflicted because on the one hand, you know, they're really horrible events that are happening. And, you know, you can't deny that. And, you know, the outpouring of sympathy and support and all that is not a bad thing. But for some of the things that have been going on, I'm really conflicted because I can't say that what the people that were doing at the time was that good. In other words, it wasn't promoting peace. It wasn't promoting harmony. It wasn't promoting, you know, equality. It wasn't promoting justice and social justice. And, you know, it's hard for me to be really, to feel fully supportive of something I don't agree with. And it's really hard to live in that conflicted middle ground because, you know, I feel like to some degree that I can't say certain things and I do a certain amount of self-censorship on certain things because, you know, I am a pastor and there's certain things that I just don't talk about online. And, you know, I know like online is forever, you know, but it's really difficult to watch and not want to be like, rawr, this is how I feel, and this is how things are, and arr. And, you know, in realizing it's just not really worth doing that sometimes. Thing is, that sometimes it is worth doing that. Sometimes it is worth putting the truth out there. I was talking with my wife just today about how, you know, being prophetic can suck. It really can, because, you know, speaking truth to power and, you know, truth to people doesn't make you a lot of friends sometimes. You know, you are not going to be liked by everybody. And you know, there's that little part of me that's like, I want everybody to love me. That just, you know, wants everybody to love me and think I'm wonderful. Although my mom would probably tell me that, yes, I am very lovable and everybody loves me. But, I know that's not true. But not entirely true. Though my mom likes to think it is sometimes. Love you, Mom. But it's hard to live in that space. And it's hard to live in a space of conflictedness. Yeah, it's hard to tell people, you know, yeah, you have the right to say what you want. But we also have the right to tell you you're bad, you're doing something bad, or you're being a jerk. It doesn't matter who you are. You know, you don't have to, you know, being part of some minority group does not give you a free pass to be a jerk. I've seen a lot of this in talking about allies with a lot of people, and I bring this up a lot. And there's a reason why I bring up this in just about every podcast that I've done, almost every podcast, I think, is that alienating your allies, telling people to sit down and shut up and go away, is not going to win the day. Now, I'm not saying that there are some people that you just want to tell them to sit down and shut up, because, yes, people are jerks. You know, we're human beings. There is a subset of people that are jerks. But somebody who's honestly trying to learn, honestly trying to understand, who may not be tech savvy, who may not have access to literature, certain literature, who may not have access to some academic sources, you know, they're asking you questions because you are the knowledge base for them. And just to sit there and say, oh, just go Google it, is not going to help any. They're going to be like, oh, really? Well, you must not want me to help you, so screw you, I'm going away. I want to make this clear. We have a problem in the progressive movement. And this is why I keep bringing it up. If we're alienating the people that want to help or need to learn or are willing to learn or have been on the other side and says, hey, I want to know the story. I want to know what's going on. I think I'm changing my mind. If we alienate them, we have lost. If we alienate each other, we have lost. And we will continue losing the fight until we realize that we need each other. You know, I've faced this myself. There are plenty of pagans out there who think I'm catering to the enemy when I give forgiveness to Z Budapest. I've heard it. There are pagans out there that think that I'm caving into the enemy because I'm also Christian. You know, this does not, you know, when some of these people want to do work, it makes me not want to support them sometimes. I will do my best to support them. But there's a part of me that just like, well, if you're going to call me a jerk, I don't want to support you. And, you know, I think a lot of people will probably listen to this and be like, well, you're calling me a jerk right now, blah, blah, blah. No, I want you to think. I want people to think about who they're talking to and remember that there are human beings on the other end. No matter who you are, what race you are, what religion you are, the people on the other end are human beings. The people who are helping or want to help are human beings. And they're not perfect, and they're not going to do it your way. They're not going to protest your way. They're not going to do the activism exactly the way you want them to. They may not write letters, but they may tell their friends, hey, you're being a jerk. You can't alienate the people because they're not doing what you think they should be in the way you think they have to be doing it. Just doesn't work that way. And you know, if I sound angry about this, I am, because there's so many of us in the progressive movement, and we really want to do the right thing, and we really want to help people, and we try to one-up each other. We try the, you know, there's so many people that I've run into in the progressive movement that are like, oh, I've gone to this and that, done this and there and this and that and the other, and like, you know, they're trying to be the bestest progressive person on the planet. And I'm like, well, that's great. Good for you. That's awesome. Excellent. Go with your bad self. But it's not better than me sitting at home making this podcast. It's an exciting trip. If you've gone overseas to do stuff, or, you know, you've gone this way or that way or whatever, it's exciting stuff. It's good work. But it's not better because you think it's better than what I'm doing. You know, it's not better because you think you're doing something more than the person that's writing a letter to their congressman. You know, it's not better just because you can't go to court and stand up and take the time to challenge the rights of protesters in court. I guess a lot of this also stems from the fact that I got a check the other day for a significant sum of money from the time when I was jailed in New York. There was a class action lawsuit. And I'm really glad for the person who stood up in court and stood for me, so that at least, you know, 10 years later, I've gotten some sort of justice for the time that I spent in jail that year. And, you know, it's not the same kind of justice that people who have been jailed for stupid reasons or for reasons that are just ridiculously crazy. You know, I'm not a black person who's been in jail just for being black. And I'm lucky that I've got some sort of justice in return. People never, not everybody gets a check in the mail 10 years later saying, oops, sorry, our bad. No, not everybody has that. You know, Syrian refugees won't have that. The people that were just killed in Nigeria won't have that. And I know this. But, you know, I will take it with grace. And I will thank the person that stood up for me in court. And I will try and do my best to spread the word about justice and social justice and my truth as I see it, and about radical inclusion. Because this is what I know how to do. This is the best way I know how to do it. And yeah, sometimes I get overwhelmed and feel a little guilty for my very comfortable life. But I also know killing myself in the name of social justice is not something I can do. Starving myself in the name of social justice is not something I will do. You know, I will do what I can in the ways that I can and all the ways I know how I can. And hopefully it will be something. And I think if you have the will and the drive to do at least do a little something, that's putting positive energy and hope and peace into somebody else's heart. I think that's enough. Not everybody has the will or the capacity to do everything that what some people think they should be doing. And now that I've ranted, I have quite a few announcements. This Saturday at 3:00 in Oakland, at City Refuge, is the first Between the Worlds service of the new year. And we're going to drum and for change and social justice and pray over social justice workers. So if you are able to come, please do so. Bring your drums, bring your rattles, bring whatever you got. The February service, there's no service at City of Refuge for the February service. It is actually at PantheaCon, and PantheaCon season is here. And if you would like to be on This Week in Heresy before PantheaCon or after PantheaCon, or if you are coming to PantheaCon from somewhere else and would like to be interviewed at PantheaCon, you are welcome to contact me and let me know. And that's pretty much it for church news. And as always, don't forget that I do have a Patreon page that you can click on from the This Week in Heresy website. If you could throw a few bucks my way once a month, that'd be really great. I'd really greatly appreciate it. Like I said, you know, this is first and foremost a ministry. However, I do have to live and, you know, pay for web service and all that stuff, and for Libsyn and for everything that goes into making this podcast. So if you have some money to spare, and I know that's not everybody, if you have some money to spare, that I would greatly appreciate it. And if you don't, that's okay. You know, prayers, work, interviews, you know, anything you want to throw my way, that's great. Or just a comment or a review on iTunes, that'd be great. Oh, and I'm also starting to sponsor a First Friday clergy chat for those who consider themselves clergy in their particular tradition. It's an interfaith clergy chat, and it's through Skype. And you can see there's a new page for it on the webpage. And if you're interested, you can ping me on Skype. I'm Worthy Advisor on Skype. And, you know, on the first Friday of the month, just ping me and I will add you to the chat if there's room. Unfortunately, Skype only allows 10 people at a time for video chat, and I'm going to do this through video. So it is limited to that, but you are welcome to join us, and it should be an interesting time. And with that, I leave you. I have some really great interviews coming up, so don't miss them. And I hope you have a great week, and we'll see you next time.